I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike Fisher's tweet yesterday on Earl Thomas got 834 retweets, 3,000 likes, getting Cowboy fans hyped up in DFW. And it's Sean and RJ with Mike Fisher, Cowboys Mavs insider on the buyersafety.com hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, boys.
Please explain this Earl Thomas tweet.
Well, of course, the Cowboys have their, under Stephen Jones, their pay their own philosophy. But if you're Earl Thomas and you're from Texas and you love Texas and you're from Orange, Texas, and you went to the University of Texas, maybe you think you're one of their own. And he made that sort of gesture, of course, a year and change ago when he pretty much walked into the Cowboy locker room to say hi to everybody at AT&T Stadium. And now he is in Austin saying hi to everybody there with his wife, Nina, and with his three little children. And the kids are enrolled in school. And I don't want to make too much of it because this isn't the first time that Earl Thomas has spent the offseason in Austin, nor is he the only player that's ever gone home for an offseason. But it's significant, obviously, because one big change for Earl Thomas is this will almost certainly be the first time in his NFL career when he leaves Seattle in the offseason and doesn't go back. He's not going back to the Seahawks.
I guess my question to this, and I saw the tweet, and great crack reporting. What does this have to do with the Cowboys? Like, he's still 3 hours away.
Yeah, and some people might argue, well, wake me up when he moves to DFW. That would be especially significant. He could still end up playing for the Texans. He could still end up playing for anybody. Now, I personally, as somebody who raised two boys, I think it's highly unusual. I think his oldest daughter is maybe five. I think it'd be unusual to put my 4 or 5 year old in three schools over the course of 8 months. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of moving around, and maybe a professional athlete who makes that much money thinks of it a little bit differently. But Chop, it's significant because we know what Earl wants, and we know for the last year and a half what the Cowboys have wanted. The Cowboys, even though, again, Stephen Jones is saying this offseason, don't look for us to be major players in not our own free agency, something Stephen has said before, and the Cowboys go out and cut themselves a deal. The Cowboys have interest in Earl Thomas. They will at least investigate and flirt with the idea of Earl Thomas to Dallas. And I think the Texans will do the same thing. And considering the fact that he's one of the two best safeties of his time, I believe Eric Berry in Kansas City maybe being the other, that there should be a lot of teams that should sniff around Earl Thomas and should be receptive to him if he is receptive to them, and certainly he's receptive to what the Cowboys might want to do.
Is there a money amount or deal that sounds like a nice compromise?
We kicked around the idea last year of Eric Berry and $13 million. I'm prone towards saying at age 30, and you really want to be here. I mean, this is classic ask for a hometown discount.
Yeah.
The Cowboys can ask Dak Prescott for one, but he's already said publicly he's not very interested in that. The Tom Brady and Giselle statement from the other day, $10 million a year, I think, would represent a hometown discount and would give the Cowboys, by the way, arguably their best player on defense. He's every bit as good at his job as anybody else is on the Cowboy defense, and that includes Tank Lawrence. In fact, he might be as good as his job as anybody on the team, and that includes Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, he may be the Zach Martin of safeties in the NFL.
Eric Reed signed with Carolina 3 for 22, so just keep that in mind. When does the money? When do you think the money would run out, Mike? Based upon the priorities, so you have Tank, you have Byron, you have Amari, you got the probability of Dak. You got to sign Earl Thomas if you want to try to make your defense elite.
Get a Zeke who wants an extension.
When would the money run out in terms of the priority list?
There's about $50 million in cap room. We know that. Mm-hmm. It does in the NFL carry over. So if you don't spend it this year, you can use it next year. This is one of the advantages. And there's ups and downs to having ownership also be the general manager. But ownership here can take big risks and swing for the fences. And the general manager can do the same because the general manager knows the owner isn't going to fire him. And there's some fans and media who talk about the downside of that, and there can be downside. But in other NFL cities, the general manager's got to cover his ass. So the general manager sometimes makes moves so he can just hang around for one more year, so he can just not get fired one more year. This general manager in Dallas doesn't have to do that. He doesn't have to fear his owner. So there can be a go-for-it attitude there. This head coach, you know what he's voting for. He doesn't need cap room in 2020.
Yeah.
He might not be here in 2020. Tank Lawrence is your number one priority. It might be a little early to start saying there's great optimism inside the building. I won't go there yet, but I really believe that all signs point to Tank Lawrence getting done. And I'm talking about in a way where it gets done before that March 5th window opens up where you've got to tag somebody. They don't want to tag him. He doesn't want to be tagged. I think that one's good. I don't have to hurry on Byron Jones. I don't have to hurry on Dak Prescott, even though I think they will. And we've thrown out those numbers. But my comp there is Alex Smith at $23.5 million. I saw ESPN do a bold prediction, $28 million. But it was over the course of 6 years, which changes the viability of that a little bit. I'm not in a hurry on Zeke. And you know Jerry isn't. He comes on the fan and says, you know, that's like anticipating an earthquake. Why would I need to do that? We shall see. And then keep in mind that Amari Cooper, that extension will actually reduce his cap impact from $13.9 million down, depending on how they spread it out. So there's a way to do all these things. Maybe not much more beyond that, but I don't know that you'd need to do much more beyond that. If you add Earl Thomas and keep your pieces, the Joneses have reason to believe you've got a contender in Dallas.
Fish, in regards to a potential Dak extension, if they were to give him one this year, like before camp or something, would any of that money come due this year and count against this cap?
Depends on how they structure it, but a big part that we'd come due would be you'd get a signing bonus and it'd be guaranteed. And we're talking about, you know, $50 and $60 and $70 million. So, yeah, there'd be a big chunk. You'd write a big check right now, and it would have a cap impact right now, a big one.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys, Mavs insider right here on the buyersafety.com hotline. Before we move on to Dirk and Dwayne Wade, is that all the Cowboys info?
Let's go on to an honor for Dirk and not honoring Dwayne Wade and purposely not honoring him. Like the old thing in high school where they introduce the other team and all the kids hold up newspapers. So you don't even acknowledge that he's there. You're just reading the newspaper. I'm sure the Mavericks will handle their business. You know, this is
real quick, Mike. Dirk is a saint. We all know that. He's classy. We all know that. Do you think that Dirk dislikes Dwayne Wade?
Dirk would in all those years when people were saying, hey, Dwayne Wade's a free agent. Why don't the Mavericks sign? No, that was never going to happen. And I think Dirk's distaste for Dwayne Wade is a reason that Dwayne Wade was never, ever, ever on this team's wish list. Not at any price, not at any talent.
Hmm. Okay. Now, Dwayne's going to try, I think, and he's gonna go and try for the jersey exchange. I'm betting on Dirk going through with it because he's classy. What do you think?
Dirk will go through with it, but I believe that security should interrupt. And all Dwayne Wade's ass off the court, out of the building and across the street, never to be seen again.
If Dirk were to take the jersey and throw it in the stands, and it's impossible to improve his legendary status here. Mm-hmm. Would that make him look bad nationally?
He should take the jersey, throw it in the stands to me, at which point I will burn it.
I love it.
On live national television. Yeah, he is a great love to hate, but one of the reasons is, you know, that cough baloney. That was just horribly insulting. And then the other thing that sticks in our craw, of course, is that NBA officials decided for a week to turn him into Michael Jordan. He's not Michael Jordan, but they made him one. They made him James Harden before there was a James Harden. They made him Michael Irvin, Michael Jordan, after there was a Michael Jordan. That sticks in our craw, too. Yeah, Dirk will handle this. classily. He'll never say anything negative. He'll never even roll his eyes. But I hope 20,000 people tonight at the AAC, including myself, are rolling 40,000 eyes.
Well, that's the question. All these visiting arenas like Boston and the Garden, they've shown Dirk the all-time respect with the standing ovations and rooting for him to score. Is it basketball knowledge for the Mavs fans to give Wade that type of respect, or you anticipate boos?
No, it's basketball knowledge to boo him.
Okay.
And I hope that any of you youngsters that didn't quite get this before that are going to the game tonight are listening to the fan right now and understanding. And this will be reinforced, by the way, by Bassick in G-Bag Nation, reinforced by Skin today in Ben and Skin, that no boo, no polite applause, no standing ovation, no rocking chair. Just let him play his couple of minutes and miss his couple of shots and get his ass out of here.
Fish, Sean and I have talked quite a bit about, and you mentioned the fouls that Dwayne Wade got. We have talked about, you know, Luka and his, I don't want to say inability to get the superstar call yet, but, you know, he's not getting the same respect that, say, he probably would in 5 years. How long do we really have to wait for him to start getting some referee respect?
Oh, not very long, and I think it's coming. It's just impossible to not acknowledge. You know, I think there's one media guy who's a Trae Young fan. In the whole country, who's still not acknowledging what Luka is, and otherwise he doesn't have any detractors. In fact, I'll tell you a story. So, and it's a Nick and Sam story, so it's legal here on the station. So Luka the other night, Luka goes to dinner at Nick and Sam's with a couple buddies. Probably his first time there, I assume, and he's getting to understand this is where you're going to live for fine dining for the rest of your career in Dallas. And across the room, somebody spots Luka, and it's this old gray-haired guy with a gray beard, and he comes a sauntering over, and he pulls up a chair, and he stays. He stays at the dinner table, and he's part of the dinner conversation, long-term, Luka and Greg Popovich.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's tampering. That's tampering.
That is tampering.
Yeah, two guys walk into a bar. One of them's Luka, one of them's Greg Popovich, and they're magnetized towards each other. No disrespect for Luka Doncic. His time will come, and when it comes, it'll stay for a long, long time.
Mike, final football note. I saw you playing around with Golden Tate because it sounds like he won't be back in Philly. Demaryius Thomas is now available out of Houston. You think there's any Cowboy ties there?
I think the fun game is between Cole Beasley, Tavon Austin, and Golden Tate. They all last year made in the threes. Golden Tate, $3.7 million. Average contract for Cole Beasley, 3.4, and then Tavon Austin, 3. In the game of NFL musical chairs, some of those guys are going to get paid, but not all of them. And so I think that Golden Tate leaving Philadelphia, if that's what's going to happen, increases the possibility that the Cowboys land one of those three guys, which would be fine. And if you're looking for the guy with the most skins on the wall as a receiver who can play in the slot and outside, and then return kicks, and has a big play reputation, all the rest, I'm interested in how little I can get Golden Tate for.
Yeah.
And if he's a $7 million guy, then somebody else can pay him a $7 million. If Cole Beasley is a $6 million guy, then somebody else can pay him that. Then maybe the game of musical chairs allows me to keep Tavon Austin at a reasonable price.
Thank you, Mikey. Don't lose your voice tonight.
Hey, one more quick note on the Mavericks.
Yeah.
They are 1-9 in the second game of back-to-backs. They are 6-22 on the road. If and when these young kids, this team just as established, figures out you don't have to lose just because it's the second game of back-to-back and you don't have to lose on the road, they would be legitimate bottom of the first half playoff contenders. Legitimate. I don't think this is coming this year, but Luka and company, they won't go 1-9 on second night of a back-to-back next year. They won't go 6-22 on the road next year.
Great stuff, Fish. Thank you. Mike Fisher, buyersafety.com hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.